Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Sports Radio 92.9, The Game, back at a Chuckery Show, hanging out in the Kia Studios with you. Friday night, final hour of the program is the start of the Brown Liquor Music Hour. You know how we do it on Fridays, crank up the beat, get the party started. Chuck Rose gets first request. One of my favorite artists of all time, and this is one of the best albums. I'm telling you, Day-Day, this is one of my absolute favorite albums.
Yeah, it was his best album to me.
Oh, well, I mean, this is just fantastic. This whole album is just magnificent. This is, I think, really that breakthrough New Jack Swing album of all time. Like this was the big breakout album for New Jack Swing movement.
Yeah, because was this before Guy? This was before Guy, right?
I think it was. Yeah, because this was 87, 88.
Yeah, and
when
Guy,
this came out,
Guy was like 88, maybe 89.
Yeah,
maybe their first album.
Yeah,
but Teddy Riley. Well, really, really, Bobby Brown, because Teddy Riley and them were producing for for Bobby Brown, and some of the New Jack sound was there, but a full on just. Album, yeah, I think the Keith Sweat one might have been the first one, followed by Guy. Like, those two albums kind of really... And then Christopher Williams, he had the sound. So, yeah, that sound, that era, man, that was great.
Well, you know, it's funny because, like, last weekend I watched New Jack City.
nice.
And I love that movie. Like,
yeah.
I just love it. I mean, I do. I love the characters and... everything along with it, and I love that movie. But, you know, Guy is in that movie, you know what I mean? Like, Guy mm-hmm. is, the, you know, at the
yep.
club and all that kind of
yep.
stuff. But this whole album, I mean, Make It Last Forever, I mean, just so many good songs
on
this
album.
The
remake of Go Outside in the Rain.
And just this vibe. I love that New Jack Swing sound. Like, I love that sound. Like, again, I'm an R&B guy and all this, and you know, disco is my thing. I mean, you know, because of when I grew up. But, man, this New Jack Swing sound, I mean, it's just so good. Just when I listen to this album. The last time we did this a while back with Day-Day, with Dylon. And we did one of the songs from the album. And I was like, man, I on the drive home, I listened to the whole album. I was like, man, I got to listen to this album again. Like, it's so good. Like, it's just... You know,
it's a great album.
Yeah, so great album. This, of course, one of the great songs from it as well. So, 404-726-0929. So, Braves have opened this thing up as we get to what we call our Braves closeout here, and you can join the show with what you've seen, you know, here tonight. So, Braves are now up 10-4. They've grabbed the lead. From the Brewers here, and they just put up a four spot here. Well, it's still going on. It's four runs in the bottom of the seventh here. So in the seventh inning stretch, they've managed to get themselves another four runs on the board. But I talked about this earlier in the show, but Yanni Chirinos got the start tonight, and it was what it was. 2/3, 6 hits, 4 runs, a walk, 3 strikeouts, which is actually pretty good for him. 61 pitches. He upped his ERA. It was 4.05. It's now 4.34. And then, you know, the bullpen's had to come in and pitch 3 1/3. You know, again, Michael Soroka couldn't have done this. Michael Soroka couldn't have pitched and been hurt for a guy. I don't understand it. I really don't understand the mentality of all of this. So, Ozuna has homered in the game. Olsen has homered in the game. Riley has homered in the game, right? So now it's back to bashing everything. Now it's back to just bashing in runs and stuff. So Ronnie's 2 for 3 with a run and an RBI. Ozzie's 1 for 4 with a run and an RBI. Riley's 2 for 4 with a run and an RBI. Olsen's 1 for 3 with a run and 2 runs. So everybody has scored a run in the Braves lineup except Michael Harris. He's the only guy who has not scored a run. The only two guys who have not driven in a run are Sean Murphy and Michael Harris. So they are balanced all up and down line. Again, the 7, 8, 9 hitters. How much have we been talking about this
year? I was going to say, you talked about that a lot, how they've been cold.
Well, 4 for 11 with 2 runs and 4 RBI. And Michael Harris has done nothing. I mean, but 4 for 11, 2 runs, 4 RBI. What have we talked about? Flipping that over to get to Ronnie and Ozzie and Riley and Olsen and those guys. You got to have some production at the bottom of the order. And there's 7, 8, 9 hitters. Rosario, Arcia, Michael Harris. They're 5 for 11. 5 for 11, 2 runs, 4 RBI. Again, and the Braves are up 10-4. They work off of a lot of what the bottom of their lineup does. I'm not saying that these guys aren't great at the top, but when they get the bottom of their lineup cranked up and going, you can't beat them. Can't beat them. And again, everybody has scored a run except Michael Harris. Everybody's had a run, but 7 of the 9 guys have an RBI. 8 of the 9 guys have scored. How are you going to beat the Braves at that point? Even if they don't get some flunky, toady pitcher out there just mucking it up and, you know, again. So 404-726-0929 if you've left out or if you want to give your thoughts about what the Braves are doing, you know, here tonight. So, and they've still, I mean, they're still up in this bottom of the seventh inning. They've scored 4 runs. Braves scored 3 in the 2nd, 1 in the 4th, 2 in the 5th. Milwaukee scored 2 in the 2nd, 2 in the 4th. That was all for Chirinos, and it's McHugh, it's been Johnson and Jimenez, and obviously they won't need their closer tonight unless there's a big comeback from the Brewers when all is said and done, but they won't need their closer as of right now, so they're up by 6. And again, you know, important to get yourself back on track, right, after losing a couple of games up in Boston. You know, getting yourself back on track against a first-place team. Say what you will about the Brewers, but they are a first-place team. They're 57-46 going into tonight. Braves 64-36 going into tonight. Say what you will, but again, it's good to beat a first-place team. And again, the Braves have been really good. I mean, Braves have been good against everybody, but especially against teams above 500 this year. They've been really good against teams above 500. So, you know, that's a good sign that they have played so well. Braves have not given up a home run tonight. That is one of the other good things about what they've done. And, you know, that's been one of the other keys. And now Ronnie's walking. They got 2 men on, 2 outs. So, and there have been some 2-out RBI in this game. By the way, the Braves 4 for 8 with runners in scoring position tonight. So that's a good sign, too. 4 for 8 with runners in scoring position. Arcia knocked in 2 with 2 outs. Ronnie knocked in a run with 2 outs. So Olsen's had a sacrifice fly in the game. So things going really well tonight for the Braves offense, even though they're pitching. And look, we'll see what's going to happen at the trade deadline, right? The trade deadline is Tuesday. I think, is it 3 o'clock or 4 o'clock?
Oh, I'm not sure about the time.
Yeah, I think it's 4 o'clock because there is no more waiver trade deadline. You know, like, so it used to be in the old days that after the trade deadline, as long as a player cleared waivers, then he could be traded. Okay, because again, they floated Manny Ramirez and A-Rod and guys like that on trade, hoping that somebody would claim them, and nobody would claim them because the contract that they was owed to them. But there's no waiver trade deadline anymore.
Yeah, but it's 6 p.m.
All right, 6 p.m. Okay, yeah. So they've kind of extended a little bit because again, once you have this trade deadline, once the trade deadline hits, there is no more moves to be made other than September call-ups and things like that, and having guys on rosters to get ready for playoff baseball and stuff like that. So, Yelich is 0-for-4. Contreras, our old friend, he is 2-for-4. You know, he's had a good year. He's hitting .272 with a .349 on base and a .436 slugging percentage. He's their catcher tonight in the game. So, old friend William Contreras getting it done. He's really the only guy that's done much. I mean, Frelick has got 2-for-3 with 2 runs. And, you know, they got an RBI here and an RBI there, but nothing to speak of by and large. But this Braves offense, the bottom of the order has been getting it cranked up again, you know, and that's a good sign, right? It's a good sign that we got Ozuna, Rosario, Arcia, like everybody's contributing. By the way, Ozuna, Rosario, and Arcia, those guys are 6-for-11. No, sorry. Yeah, 6-for-11 tonight. They are 6-for-11, 5 runs, 5 RBI. That's your 6, 7, and 8 hitters. And we've talked about, and I did this on my podcast, I've talked about how those guys are struggling, how they've been struggling as of late. So good for the Braves, back at it, 10-4, and hopefully back on their winning ways. All right, 404-726-0929. Asking you the question, which veteran for the Falcons is going to step up and have the biggest impact this year? I'll give you mine. Dady, I'll give you his. We'll take your phone calls. Chuck Green, the Kia Studios. Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game, the Odyssey.com app.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. 1. It's $15 a month. 2. Seriously, it's $15 a month. 3. No big contract. 4. I use it. 5. My mom uses it.
Are you playing me off?
That's what's happening, right? Okay. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Was Guy on the soundtrack for New Jack City?
They had a song on there. I can't remember what it was called, but they did have a song.
Because
on
again,
there.
the big song from New Jack City was "I Want to Sex You Up" by Color Me Bad. Yeah, that was a huge hit.
Yeah.
But I can't. I know they played. I mean, they played this song, I believe. Yeah. Or, you know, again in the for New Year's Eve, right? It was New Year's Eve. They had the concert or whatever like
yeah.
that.
Yeah, I don't think it was this song, but they did have a song on the actual soundtrack.
Yeah, that's
itself.
What I was wondering is because the I don't remember as much about the soundtrack. I just remember the "I Want to Sex You Up" song, and that was a huge hit off that album. That was Color Me Bad.
Yeah, see, I remember the soundtrack because that's back when soundtracks were still big deal.
Yeah, when they were good.
Yeah, but Christopher Williams had a song on there.
Okay.
Remember the wedding, speaking of Keith Sweat, he had a song. Because remember, he was the singer at the wedding,
he was.
Wasn't he?
Yes.
Yeah, and matter of fact, because, the Reverend was, Ashford and Simpson.
Nicholas Ashford.
Yeah, Nicholas Ashford. Man, that movie had a lot of good.
It had all kinds of cameos in it.
That soundtrack.
Well, it was directed by Mario Van Peebles.
Yes.
And he, again, obviously was he was the guy in charge of the investigative unit. He oversaw the unit of Ice-T and Judd Nelson. He put that group together, whatever like that. But he was kind of the guy in charge of everything. And, there was a lot of good cameos that were in that movie.
Because remember the homeless, what's their names? Levert. They had a cameo. They were the homeless people around the trash cans because they had a song
singing.
On. Yeah,
right. When they start singing.
Yeah.
Well, they sing like I guess it would be the title track because the song is like New Jack City.
Right.
I mean that's the song that they sing. Yeah.
Well, Guy did the title track, New Jack City. They did For the Love of Money.
Oh, that's right.
They did
Love
of Money.
Yes, the old sort of OJ's cover.
Right, it was
song.
Their version. Right, exactly.
Right.
They
did
an updated kind of version.
That's right. I forgot. Yeah, when they're sitting around when they take over the Carter.
Yeah.
You know that whole takeover thing because again it's all nice and clean at the start, and then by the time they're around the barrel singing, you know, the Carter's been taken over by them. So by CMB. So. Anyway,
you know, there's a play. There's a play that's been. It's come to Atlanta twice now. A New Jack City play, and
really?
It actually has. At least two of the original cast members. What's his name? Alan Payne, the one that plays the other half of CMB. You know, because it's Wesley Snipes' character.
Yeah,
and then the other guy, I can't remember. G Money.
Yeah, G Money.
The guy that plays G Money.
Yeah.
He's in it. He's in the play. I'm assuming he's reprising his role.
He was on some show for TBS.
Yeah, he was. Yeah, I think it was a Tyler Perry show.
I think it was. What was it? The Browns?
May have been. I'm probably going to get hated for saying this. I don't really watch Tyler Perry shows.
No, I mean, but I just
nothing against him.
Just remember the idea of I think it was the. It was like Meet the Browns.
It's
or something
one of those,
like that.
Yeah. It's one of the because he's like a son or something like that.
Yes, yes.
Yeah.
So,
but yeah, I think he reprises his role as G Money in the stage play.
Okay.
He's been to Atlanta twice, once earlier this year, and then maybe a year ago.
Nice, nice. Yeah, I've always been a big fan of that film. 1991 is when it came out, and. I was just looking at who's some of, at some of the cast and stuff like that that was in it. Oh crap! I was just looking for some of the other cameos. Bill Cobbs obviously is the guy that shoots Wesley Snipes at the end of the movie. Who are some of the other cameos that were in? Nicholas Ashford, as we talked about. Gerald LaVert has a cameo in there. Vanessa Williams has a cameo in there as well. Jake LaMotta was the gangster that was standing. Jake LaMotta had a cameo. Do you know who Jake LaMotta is?
I know that name. Why do I know that name?
Well, he was the subject of Raging Bull. That's who the movie Raging Bull is about.
Oh, that's funny that that's so funny that that's that you brought that up, and I'll tell you why when we get to rank them.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, that's, again, so Jake LaMotta was a boxer. The movie Raging Bull is about his life. That is Scorsese's best movie.
Right.
Like that, if you've never, let me put it like this. If you've never seen Raging Bull, make sure you do yourself a favor and see Raging Bull because, oh, Fab Five Freddy, too, is the other guy
he's in it, too. Yes, he sure was.
And I worked with Ed Lover. How about that?
Yeah.
How about that?
Yeah.
Worked with Ed Lover. So, again, I love Ed Lover. I ran into him a couple weeks ago down at the parking deck. And
okay.
He's like, man, why are you always ragging on my Mets? He's like, why are you always ragging? Because he had a Mets hat on, and I think he had a jersey or something like that on us. And I was like, man, they suck. That's why. I mean, we got to, you know, do it. So,
yeah.
Anyway, all right, 404-726-0929. So that is the phone line. So here's what we got going on. We're talking about this earlier on in the show, asking the question, what veteran, and when I say veteran, a guy that's going into his fifth year. So A.J. Terrell and younger don't count in this. So who's a guy that's a veteran that is going to have the biggest impact for the Atlanta Falcons? And I thought Grady Jarrett. I've said Grady Jarrett that I think that he's going to have a big impact on this team. Now that he's got some help and some guys surrounding him, and now that he's got some guys that could potentially get after the quarterback, I think there's going to be too many guys that, again, we've talked about this, they would double and triple team. Triple team. Remember that Lions game where he was mic'd up and they were triple teaming him to where we had Steven Means on one side, Dante Fowler on the other, and neither of those guys could win a one-on-one to save their life. Nothing. Could not win a one-on-one to save their life. And so they could triple and double team Grady Jarrett all game long to keep him away. And it was ridiculous. So now that he's got some help, I think he's going to have the big year. And if you look last year, in the first sort of half of the season, he was off to one of the best starts of his career. He was having, you know, he was on track for a career year. Things kind of slowed down, you know, at that point. But again, he was off to a big start in the first part of the season last year from a sack total, from tackle pressures and some different things that some of the different metrics and stuff like that. Again, still had a really good season for the Falcons, but once you start having to double and triple team him and he doesn't have enough help around, again, that's a problem. That's been the problem for the Falcons in this scenario. Day-Day, I ask you, who do you think is the veteran that's going to have the biggest impact for this team this year?
For me, it's David Onyemata. I think his presence up front there is going to be able to help loosen things up for particularly Grady, but just, you know, guys coming off the outside, coming off the edges. I think his presence in the middle, because again, we talked about it yesterday. You know, if you look at their sack totals, you know, individual sack totals for last year, Grady and Onyemata, those two out of everybody on the team had the most sacks last season,
mm-hmm,
as individual players. So obviously, I think his presence up front is going to be major. And it might, again, it's not going to necessarily be him getting in the backfield and getting the sacks himself, but I think he's going to draw a lot of attention that's going to force teams to, pick their poison, so to speak. And I think it loosens things up. And I think particularly Grady, it's going to really help him out.
Well, and to your point, that's exactly it. I mean, it's a matter of if you're double teaming Grady, there are guys that are going to get a chance to roam free. I mean, and whether it's Onyemata, I even think Taquan Graham, I mean, before he got hurt, I think he was off to a good start for this team. And so I think that there are enough pieces on this defensive line specifically that you can't afford to double or triple team Grady. It's not Steven Means out there anymore. I mean, Ebiketie can get home. Even Lorenzo Carter and some players like that did a nice job for this team. And Caden Ellis is a guy who, again, we're looking at, okay, can he be the guy that he was last year? So, yeah, I can see Onyemata being a guy that it may not show up in the stat sheet, but his impact will be felt because he's helping to free up Grady. And you know, Arthur Smith even talked about it. He's like, you know, when we faced Onyemata, he was a guy that you really had to account for. He was a guy that we really had to watch and account for because he was such a good player. So I got no problem with that. I think that he, again, I'm excited to see what this defensive line can do.
Yeah.
I'm excited to see a couple things. The defensive line specifically with Ryan Nielsen and what his impact is going to be. And our secondary and the impact that Jerry Gray is going to have. I think the defense is really going to be well coached this year. And I think that besides just the personnel on it, we have guys that can make an impact in the coaching department. Head coach, defensive coordinator, Jerry Gray. I mean, he's, again, the assistant head coach. He's a co-secondary coach. I mean, he's a jack of all trades. But I think that our coaching staff really is going to provide us with an advantage now. And, again, you know, it's a scenario where we have a lot of personnel in the field, but they're going to be well coached at the end of the day as well. So, all right, when we come back, rank them. We'll get to that. 404-726-0929 at JMSH316 at the D. Lewis for Real. Chuck Green, the Kia Studios, Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game, the Odyssey.com app. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, back at a Chuck Reese Show. Brown Liquor Music Hour rolling along. You know how we do it on Friday nights. Get the dance party cranked up.
You know this one?
Who is this?
This is a New Edition. This was the remix to their N.E. Heartbreak song.
Really?
Yeah, they did a remix to it.
When he said Ronnie, I was okay, that's Belle Biv DeVoe.
Right,
so,
right.
You know, Ronnie DeVoe. So, okay. Yeah. All right. What year did this come out?
It came out because that album was, what, 88, 89,
okay.
Maybe? That original album. So the remix wasn't too far after
okay.
it.
Okay, all right.
And, It was cool because they had a lot of the hip hop figures in the video. It was like I think they had like a pool party or something. So like Heavy D was in the video. Like, you know, a lot of, you know, it was kind of the first time you saw them kind of intermingling with all the hip hop people of that time at that time. So it was pretty cool.
404-726-0929. That's our Solomon Brothers Diamond text line at JMSH316 at the D. Lewis for Real on Twitter. Used to have a little bit of fun on the weekends. We would pick Randy and Hugh's brain. Sometimes I would give them a list of things to put in order. We decided to steal it. We call this segment Rank 'em.
All right, JC. So you got me thinking when we were talking about places to go, amusement parks, and all that kind of good stuff. So rank these rides. All right, water slide, a wooden roller coaster, whatever you call the ones that actually loop, the steel roller coasters that actually loop. And then those giant
loop,
right? And then those giant swings. You know the swing that goes really high, and you're just
no thanks. I mean, again, I'll do the water ride. I'll do the wooden roller coaster. I'll do the twisting Snoop a loop coaster. And ain't no way I'm getting on one of those things up in the air. I've done one of those before, and I was like, you know what? I'm good. I feel like I'm about to fall out. And again, I don't think that thing could hold me now.
Right.
So. Anyway.
Yeah, what's crazy is we went to the Six Flags in San Antonio, and theirs, we got on it. That's the only time I actually ever got on that. There's it, like, so when you're swinging, it goes over, like, the edge of a mountain.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so after that, I was just like,
I'm good. Yeah. You know what? I want my feet on the ground.
Right. So, yeah. All right, rank these singers. Keith Sweat, Bobby Brown, Guy, I'll be sure.
I go Keith Sweat one. I'm a big Bobby Brown fan. That first album, Don't Be Cruel.
Yeah, that was classic.
That was just an amazing album. I'll do Guy three. I mean, I liked I'll Be Sure, but again, outside of Night and Day, I wasn't really much into. I don't even know. I couldn't even name you another Al B.
Album,
Sure song.
That album was actually a pretty good album. Off on Your Own Girl, was on there. I can't remember all the songs, but it was actually a pretty good album.
Yeah, I'll still put them in four.
Okay, so. Cool. All right, rank these movie memorabilia items that you would like to have.
Mm-hmm.
And this is where I was talking about, it was funny that you brought up the guy being in, that the Raging Bull was about. Because I've got the Indiana Jones, the original whip.
Okay.
Raging Bull gloves, boxing gloves. The original, I guess it was a Trans Am from Smokey and the Bandit.
Right.
And then the original Darth Vader helmet.
So the
Burt Reynolds, yeah, the Smokey and the Bandit.
Wasn't that a Firebird?
Was it a Firebird or Trans Am? I can't remember. Yeah.
That would be the car. The whip from Indiana Jones would be two.
Okay.
Darth Vader's helmet would be three. Because again, where are you going to wear that? and then the Jake LaMotta's boxing gloves. He probably put those up for auctions anyway and sold them. So
I'm assuming it's the first Vader helmet that actually sold for like $1 million a few years ago.
I wouldn't be surprised. Yeah. Was it David Prowse who was Darth Vader?
The actual. Yes. I don't remember
the
his
guy
name.
Who played the character. I think his name was David Prowse. He was a giant. He was over 7 foot tall.
Right.
But I think his name was David Prowse was the guy who played Darth Vader in the actual costume itself.
Gotcha. All right, you got anybody over there on the text line?
We got a ton coming in. From our buddy Marco, the 60s Motown era soul. Oh, sorry, rank these musical genres. 60s Motown era soul, 70s funk disco, new jack swing, early 90s, and late 90s and 2000s pop R&B. Well, I always go 70s disco funk. I'm a disco guy all the way. That's the era I grew up in. So I will take New Jack Swing from the early 90s. I love that music. I love that sound. Believe it or not, I will take late 90s and 2000s pop R&B, and 60s Motown era, unfortunately, goes at the bottom. From our buddy, the real Matt Ryan, rank them at their peaks. Maddox, Martinez, Pedro, Clemens, Randy Johnson. I still think Roger Clemens was the most dominant pitcher I ever saw, but you could make a case that Pedro Martinez was also unhittable. But I'll go Clemens, Martinez, Maddox, and Randy Johnson in that order. From our buddy J-Dub, who leads his team in sacks, Jarrett, Campbell, Ellis, AK. I'll go Ebiketie 1. I think Grady's 2. I think Campbell's 3. And I've got to see it from Caden Ellis to be proven. I'm not 100% sold on Caden Ellis as of yet. For my buddy Alvy Cohen, Mod Squad, Hawaii 5-0, Emergency, and SWAT. I loved Hawaii 5-0, the original. The Hawaii 5-0.
Yeah.
With Jack Lord. I'll take that number one. I enjoyed SWAT.
SWAT was good.
Yeah, SWAT was a good 70s TV drama. Mod Squad 3, and I didn't like Emergency. That was the guy who played the owner of the bar. The guy in Emergency was the guy that was the owner of the bar in Roadhouse.
Oh,
remember
okay.
that guy in Roadhouse?
Yeah.
He was the owner of the bar.
I remember.
He was in Emergency. Let's see here. From our guy, the basketball guy, The Morning Shaft, Chuck House, The Midday Show, and Dukes and Bell. I go Midday Show because that's my guys. That's my guy, Randy Mack. I go Dukes and Bell number 2. I'll go Chuck House number 3, and I'll go Morning Shaft number 4. Also, let's see. That's Life, My Way, New York, New York, The House I Live In. I will go My Way 1, written by Paul Anka.
Mm-hmm.
I'll go New York, New York, number 2. That's Life 3, and The House I Live In 4. From our buddy Rusty, rank these WWE ladies. Eva Marie, Layla L., Tennille Dashwood, Eva Torres. I'll go Eva Marie, number 1. I'll go Eve Torres, number 2. I'll go Tennille Dashwood, 3. And Layla L., number 4. One more here. Rank these characters in New Jack City. Judd Nelson, Ice-T, Chris Rock, Wesley Snipes. Well, I'm a Nino Brown guy all the way.
So I go
Nino Brown 1.
Okay.
I go Ice-T, number 2. I'll take him, number 2. I'll take Pookie 3. Again, he deserved it. He deserved to get killed. So, and I'll take Judd Nelson. Judd Nelson was a very kind of underwhelming character.
They could have really did without his.
In that universe, I mean, he was very underwhelming. Yeah. So,
all right,
what you got?
All right, here we go, real quick. Because it's funny, I have some WWEs too: Bianca Belair, Charlotte Flair, Rhea Ripley, Becky Lynch.
Oh, I mean, I'm a big fan of. I go Becky 1, Rhea 2, Charlotte 3. I like Bianca Belair, but she's not as good as some of those other girls. I mean, I like Bianca Belair, but it's too happy and skippy.
Yeah,
like let me see some personality and attitude.
She can't not smile.
Yeah,
I've noticed that.
I mean,
she can't not
smile. The hair twirling and the skipping.
Yeah.
Like, give me some edge. Give me some edge to her.
Yeah. Yeah. All right, here we go. You ready to search?
All right, let's go.
All right. Let me know when you're ready.
Yeah, go ahead.
All right, here we go. Miss, M-I-S-S, CJ.
Okay.
And Miles is M-I-L-E-S.
At CJ, or Miss CJ Miles.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And... all right, we got her.
All right, underscore, underscore.
All right, at underscore, underscore.
Sydney with a Y.
S-I-S-Y-D-N-E-Y.
Mm-hmm. And Elise, E-L-I.
E-L-I-S-E.
Yep.
All right, and we've got, let's see, hang on, if it will load.
Come on, load.
Yeah, let me see here. Let me, okay.
Got her. All right. Taylor, T-A-Y, L-O-R, dot Bradshaw.
Okay.
Got her.
All right. And let's see here. Taylor dot Bradshaw. At Taylor dot Bradshaw. That seems like...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In-app only.
You're jamming to your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contract. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Sports Radio 92.9, The Game, back at a Chuck Reese Show. Brownlicker Music Hour rolling along. You know how we do it on Friday nights. Get the dance party cranked up.
You know this one?
Who is this?
This is a New Edition. This was the remix to their N.E. Heartbreak song.
Really?
Yeah, they did a remix to it.
When he said Ronnie, I was okay, that's Belle Biv DeVoe.
Right,
so,
right.
You know, Ronnie DeVoe. So, okay, yeah. All right. What year did this come out?
It came out because that album was, 88, 89,
okay.
Maybe? That original album. So the remix wasn't too far after
okay.
it.
Okay, all right.
And, It was cool because they had a lot of the hip hop figures in the video. It was I think they had a pool party or something. So like Heavy D was in the video, it was kind of the
right.
first time you saw them kind of intermingling with all the hip hop people of that time at that time. So it was pretty cool.
404-726-0929. That's our Solomon Brothers Diamond text line at JMSH316 at the D Lewis for real on Twitter. Used to have a little bit of fun on the weekends. We would pick Randy and Hugh's brain. Sometimes I would give them a list of things to put in order. We decided to steal it. We call this segment Rank 'em.
All right, JC. So you got me thinking when we were talking about places to go, amusement parks, and all that kind mm-hmm. of good stuff. So rank these rides. All right, water slide. A wooden roller coaster, whatever you call the ones that actually loop, the steel roller coasters that actually
okay.
loop, and then those giant
loop,
right? And then those giant swings, you know, the swing that goes really high, and you're just
no thanks. again, I'll do the water ride, I'll do the wooden roller coaster, I'll do the looping, twisting, Snoop-a-loop coaster, and ain't no way I'm getting on one of those things up in the air. I've done one of those before, and I was like, you know what? I'm good. I feel like I'm about to fall out, and again, I don't think that thing could hold me now.
Right.
So, you know, anyway.
Yeah. Yeah, what's crazy is we went to the Six Flags in San Antonio, and theirs, we got on it. That's the only time I actually ever got on that. Theirs, it, like, so when you're swinging, it goes over, like, the edge of a mountain.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so after that, I was just like, yeah.
I'm good. Yeah, yeah. You know what? I want my feet on the ground.
Right. So, yeah. All right, rank these singers. Keith Sweat, Bobby Brown, Guy, I'll be sure.
You know, I go Keith Sweat one. I'm a big Bobby Brown fan. That first album, Don't Be Cruel,
yeah, that was classic.
That was just an amazing album. I'll do Guy three. I mean, I liked I'll Be Sure, but again, outside of Night and Day, I wasn't really much into. I don't even know. I couldn't even name you another Al B.
Album,
Sure song.
That album was actually a pretty good album. Off on Your Own, Girl, was on there. I can't remember all the songs, but it was actually a pretty good album.
Yeah, I'll still put them in four.
Okay, so. Cool. All right, rank these movie memorabilia items that you would like to have.
Mm-hmm.
And this is where I was talking about, it was funny that you brought up the guy being in, that the Raging Bull was about. Because I've got the Indiana Jones, the original whip.
Okay.
Raging Bull gloves, boxing gloves. The original, I guess it was a Trans Am from Smokey and the Bandit.
Right.
And then the original Darth Vader helmet.
So the
Burt Reynolds, yeah, the Smokey and the Bandit.
Wasn't that a Firebird?
Was it a Firebird or Trans Am? I can't remember. Yeah. Yeah.
That would be the car. The whip from Indiana Jones would be two.
Okay.
Darth Vader's helmet would be three. Because again, where are you going to wear that? and then the Jake LaMotta's boxing gloves. He'd probably put those up for auctions anyway and sold them. So
I'm assuming it's the first Vader helmet that actually sold for like $1 million a few years ago.
I wouldn't be surprised. Yeah. Was it David Prowse who was Darth Vader?
The actual. Yes. I don't remember
the actual
his
guy
name.
Who played the character. I think his name was David Prowse. He was a giant. He was over 7 foot tall.
Right.
But I think his name was David Prowse was the guy who played Darth Vader in the actual costume itself.
Gotcha. All right, you got anybody over there on the text line?
We got a ton coming in. From our buddy Marco, the 60s Motown era soul. Oh, sorry, rank these musical genres. 60s Motown era soul, 70s funk disco, new jack swing, early 90s, and late 90s and 2000s pop R&B. Well, I always go 70s disco funk. I'm a disco guy all the way. That's the era I grew up in. So I will take New Jack Swing from the early 90s. I love that music. I love that sound. Believe it or not, I will take late 90s and 2000s pop R&B, and 60s Motown era, unfortunately, goes at the bottom. From our buddy, the real Matt Ryan, rank them at their peaks. Maddox, Martinez, Pedro, Clemens, Randy Johnson. I still think Roger Clemens was the most dominant pitcher I ever saw, but you could make a case that Pedro Martinez was also unhittable. But I'll go Clemens, Martinez, Maddox, and Randy Johnson in that order. From our buddy J-Dub, who leads his team in sacks, Jarrett, Campbell, Ellis, AK. I'll go Ebiketie 1. I think Grady's 2. I think Campbell's 3. And I've got to see it from Caden Ellis to be proven. I'm not 100% sold on Caden Ellis as of yet. For my buddy Alvy Cohen, Mod Squad, Hawaii 5-0, Emergency, and SWAT. I loved Hawaii 5-0, the original. The Hawaii 5-0.
Yeah.
With Jack Lord. I'll take that number one. I enjoyed SWAT.
SWAT was good.
Yeah, SWAT was a good 70s TV drama. Mod Squad 3, and I didn't like Emergency. Was the guy who played the owner of the bar. The guy in Emergency was the guy that was the owner of the bar in Roadhouse.
Oh,
remember
okay.
that guy in Roadhouse?
Yeah.
He was the owner of the bar.
I remember.
He was in Emergency. Let's see here. From our guy, the basketball guy, the Morning Shaft, Chuck House, the Midday Show, and Dukes and Bell. I go Midday Show because that's my guys. That's my guy, Randy Mack. I go Dukes and Bell number two. I'll go Chuck House number three, and I'll go Morning Shaft number four. Also, let's see. That's Life, My Way, New York, New York, the house I live in. I will go My Way 1, written by Paul Anka.
Mm-hmm.
I'll go New York, New York, number 2, That's Life 3, and The House I Live In 4. From our buddy Rusty, rank these WWE ladies. Eva Marie, Layla L, Tennille Dashwood, Eva Torres. I'll go Eva Marie, number 1. I'll go Eve Torres, number 2. I'll go Tennille Dashwood, 3, and Layla L, number 4. Okay. One more here. Rank these characters in New Jack City. Judd Nelson, Ice-T, Chris Rock, Wesley Snipes. Well, I'm a Nino Brown guy all the way. So I go Nino Brown 1.
Okay.
I go Ice-T number 2. I'll take him number 2. I'll take Pookie 3. Again, he deserved it. He deserved to get killed. So, and I'll take Judd Nelson. Judd Nelson was a very kind of underwhelming character.
They could have really did without his.
In that universe, I mean, he was very underwhelming. Yeah. So,
all right,
what you got?
All right, here we go. Real quick, because it's funny. I have some WWEs too. Bianca Belair, Charlotte Flair, Rhea Ripley, Becky Lynch.
Oh, I mean, I'm a big fan of. I go Becky 1, Rhea 2, Charlotte 3. I like Bianca Belair, but she's not as good as some of those other girls. I mean, I like Bianca Belair, but it's too happy and skippy.
Yeah.
Like, let me see some personality and attitude.
She can't not smile.
Yeah.
I've noticed that.
I mean,
she can't
not
smile.
The hair twirling and the skipping.
Yeah.
Like, give me some edge. Give me some edge to her.
Yeah. Yeah. All right, here we go. You ready to search?
All right, let's go.
All right. Let me know when you're ready.
Yeah, go ahead.
All right, here we go. Miss, M-I-S-S, CJ.
Okay.
And Miles is M-I-L-E-S.
At CJ, or Miss CJ Miles.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And, all right, we got her.
All right, underscore, underscore.
All right, at underscore, underscore.
Sydney with a Y.
S-I-S-Y-D-N-E-Y.
Mm-hmm. And Elise, E-L-I.
E-L-I-S-E.
Yep.
All right, and... we've got, let's see, hang on, if it will load.
Come on, load.
Yeah, let me see here. Let me, okay.
Got her.
Ahead.
All right, Taylor, T-A-Y-L-O-R, dot Bradshaw.
Okay.
Got her.
All right, and let's see here. Taylor dot Bradshaw. At Taylor dot Bradshaw. That seems like that's saying a music person.
Shouldn't be.
At Taylor, T-A-Y-L-O-R
dot Bradshaw.
Brad, B-R-A-D-S-H-A-W.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. It says Taylor Bradshaw is a musician. So let's see here. Let me see if she's probably a model. Let's see here. Let's see, Taylor Bradshaw. Let's see if it's her or not. Okay, yep, I got her. Yep.
All right, there you go. All right, and then the last one for this group, Masha, M A S H A.
M A S H A.
D I D.
D I D.
UK.
UK. Masha did the UK, huh? All right. Jeez. Maybe she did. Maybe she didn't. Yeah, very intriguing. You know what? I will do, what's her name? Miss CJ Miles, number 1. That's a pretty phenomenal look. I'll do Masha, number 2, or whatever, Monster Mash, number 2. I'll do Sydney Elise, number 3. And I'll do Terry Bradshaw, number 4, I guess.
All right. There next group.
We got to get out.
We got to get out. All right.
All right. Wrap it up with Love TKO. Chuck from the Key Studios. Sports Radio, Not to the Game, Odyssey.com app.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer.
When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.